We are learning Masechtas Kedusha in Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. We are starting from the new Mishnah Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Misha Nosan Rishus L'Shluchay L'Kadesh Es Bitoy. Someone gave permission. He made a shliach to bekadesh his daughter. V'holachu v'kitcho. And he went ahead, and he also was a kadesh's daughter. The shliach is on the way somewhere. Being a kadesh's daughter, he went to a kadesh's daughter also. Im shaloi kodmu. If his kedushin was first, the father's kedushin was first. Kedushav kedusha. His kedushin is kedushin. Mishal shluchay kodmu. Kedushav kedushin. If shluchay was first, then his kedushin is a kedushin. If you don't know, then shneiem noistim get. You have to get from both. You're not sure which one's first. Vim rotzu echa noistim get echa kainis. And if they want, one of those people who gave the kedushin to the shliach and one gave kedushin to the father, one of them could give a get, the other one could be kindness. And the Rishonim already, Rabbi Yeruchim, say we need a new kedushin because it's still a suffer kedushin, but they could go ahead and marry her with a new kedushin. Now Rashi says, why, Rashi's in Pritta Ayin Ches Amud Beis in the bottom, why Im Shaloi Kodmu Kedushin? Why if the father was first, for example, is a good Kedushin? Zog Rashi, the Batlu L'Shlichusa the Shliach, because they were Batlu the Shlichus of the Ish, of the Shliach. Look, why don't you say she's better? Stam, because she's Mekadesh already. Can you Batlu L'Shlichus? Stam. If your Kedushin is first, yeah. So in Rashi's Mashmah, the Gemara's Mashmah also, that if it wasn't a Batlu on the Shlichus, then you assume that even though he made a Kedushin, he just did that as a backup. He really wants the shliach. But now that we're saying that it's a bit of the shliach, so that's why his kedushin will be chal. We'll see that in the tzricha, so we'll speak that out more. The first case was a father was sent the shliach to Makash's daughter, or he did it himself. The second case is, Ha'isha, they gave reshus l'shlucha l'kacha, v'holcha v'kitcha is atzva. Ha'isha, they gave reshus to shliach to Makash's daughter, made a shliach. And she went and Makash herself. Im shalah kodmu kedusha kedushin. If she made her kedushin first, then it's good kedushin. Im shal slucha kodmu kedushav kedushin. If the shluyach was first, then his kedushin is kedushin. Meinam yoidim shneim neistin lo get. They don't know, then they both give a get. Im rotu echad neistin lo get echad kindness. And if they want, one gives a get and one is kindness. Again, similar to the ratio. So we have really the same halacha, the Rishon and Sefer. Just one's talking about a father making a shliach of Makadosh's daughter, the other one's talking about the Isha herself, being Makadosh herself or making a shliach of Makadosh her. So Mara says, why need both cases? V'tzricha. Diyash min gavad yidei, if he said the first case, Meshum de gavra kim le biyuchsin. He's saying, you know, maybe only in the first case, where there he went and was of Makadosh's daughter, and made that school a bit of the shlichus. Why? Because he knows Yuchsin, and so he wants to do it himself, really. So if he finds someone to Mekadesh, he wants his Kedushin to be Chal, and he wants a Vatel Shlichus. But a Isha, who's like Kim Lev Yuchsin, of a Issa like Kim Lev Yuchsin, Eim Eloi Nahave Kedushah Kedushin, explains Rashi, that if she was Mekadesh herself, like the second case, where she made a Shliach, then she went to Mekadesh herself, maybe she was not a Vatel Shliach, and she was not Samech on her own Kedushin. Because she assumes that the shliach knows yichus better than her. She's just doing it just in case the shliach doesn't find someone. So maybe then it's not called a bitul shlichus, and the shlichus, even though hers was first, maybe the shliach's kedushin is a better kedushin. Why? Because she didn't have in mind to make her kedushin, because she'd rather have a shliach's kedushin. Kamash Malon, the Sefer, that by Isha, when she makes a kedushin, it's a bitul shlichus, and her kedushin is first. If he said only second case of the Isha, which from the Issa Daika Mitzvah. Because the Isha, when she makes a Kedushin, she's careful who she's Mekadesh, and she checks it out well. And therefore, if she goes ahead and makes a Kedushin, that's a Bittul Shlichus. But the father, but maybe the father, when he's Mekadesh's daughter, he doesn't care, he's not so careful who he takes, and therefore he was not Vatul Shliach. And even if he did a kedushin, Zog Rashi, v'hod the kodam kitcha sava dimolei mashkech. Maybe he won't find something to shliach. Avli mashkech lebatli. But if he finds something, I'd rather have a shliach kedushin be kedushin than my kedushin. I'm not looking into it too stark. And therefore, you would think that it's not a bittul. Kamash lo, it's a bittul. So you see from the tzricha said that the chiddush of our mishnah is that when he or she makes a kedushin first, the chiddush is that it's a bittul to shliach, and therefore the kedushin is chal. That, but if not, you would have a havamina that maybe he's not really mevatel the shlichus, or she's not really mevatel the shlichus when makes the kedushin. Kamashlon, yeah, when you make a kedushin, it's a bittul the shlichus, and therefore, if your kedushin is first, then it's mekadeshes, and the shliach's kedushin is not mekadeshes. Adkan, the Tzrichasa of our Mishnah. And now we're going to go into a new sugya. Itma. Kitcha avia b'derach, v'kitcha atzma b'ir. V'arehi v'geras. What happened was, we know that there's three stages in by a daughter. Three stages. When she's a ketana, then after she gets to say Sarah is 12 years old, she turns into a naira. And then after 6 months, she turns into a b'geras. The difference between a naira and a b'geras is that a father could makabel kedushin for a naira, not for a b'geras. That's the halacha. We had it earlier on kedushin also. That a naira, a father has control over. He can makadosh her, but not a b'geras. So here we have a story where the father was makadosh her in one place, and she was makadosh her in another place. V'arei b'geras. And she, right now she's a b'geras. But we don't know when the father did the kedushin the same day, was she b'geras then? And we'll see exactly what the case is in a second. So Rav Amar, Harei Begeres Lefaneinu. Rav says that her condition is chal and his condition is not chal. The father is not chal. Why? Because she's a Begeres. A Begeres, the father can't make a condition. But Shmuel Amar Chashinu Kedushin Shneim, it's a suffix. We're not sure whose condition is chal. Because maybe when the father accepted condition for her, she was still a Naira. So Gemara says, Amos, what are we talking about? Ilema B'Sarech Shisha, if it's within the 6 months, and Rashi says it's possible to become a Begeres within 6 months, even though usually it's 6 months, but if she brings certain simonim that makes her begeres, which Rashi says is simonim in her dadim, that certain maturity, that she could be a begeres 6 months. So if we're talking about in 6 months, that she became a begeres, and that's right now she's a begeres, and earlier in the day, her father was Mekadosher, so we're saying there that Rav says that she's a begeres lefaneinu, L'chayra there, the Chazaka d'Meikara says that she became a Begeres right now, not 2 hours ago. B'ha name Rav, Harei Begeres of Fanenu, Hashtu the Bagra. Maybe she's a Begeres now. Rashi learns at least it's a Suffolk. You can't say now she's a Begeres and the father's condition is nothing. At least it should be a Suffolk. Ella must be the Chalkis was La'achashisha after 6 months. B'ha name of Shmuel, Chashim, Gushneim, the Tzad, the father's condition is good. B'ha Shmuel, ain't be Nairis the Bagras. Only 6 months. After 6 months, she's for sure bagrus. So it's not the machlekes either. The case was like this: the last day of the 6 month, that day already is no chazaka demikara, because this day she's changing. She is changing this day, and now in the morning the father gave her accepted kedushin for her, and the evening she accepted kedushin for herself. She's a begaris ready in the evening. We find that she's a begaris. She accepted kedushin for herself. So here, the shaila is, was she Mekadesh in the morning already? So Rav says, Rav Amarei Begeres Lefaneinu. We say, right now she's Begeres. With the hash to Begeres, if she's Begeres now, but Safranam Begeres. We assume in the morning she's Begeres also. What it means is like this, Rav has something called Chazaka the Hashta, which already in the Achronim they explain it, because Rav and Shmuel, it is the thing as Chazaka the Hashta. We know Chazaka Mekar is the status quo. That we know is a Chazaka. Whatever was yesterday is probably today until you know something changed. But today is no Chazaka the Mekar. Why? Because today it's supposed to change. So Chazaka the Mekar of Naira is over. Now, we're not sure when she became Begeris. So Rav says, if she's Begeris now, you can assume it was the whole day. Because Chazaka the Hashta says that whatever is there now was there before. But Shmuel, I'm a no. Hashta who... The Icy Simonim. It was right now that she became Begeres. There's no such thing as Chazaka the Hashta. So here the case is again that on the last day of the 6 month, or 6 months, the father took Kedusha in the morning, she took Kedusha at night. Rav says she's Mekadeshes to her, the one that she did. Shmuel says to Safik, because we're not sure when she became Begeres. I can ask me the question, what do you have to say to Machlekes is that she accepted Kedusha from herself? Just say, on the last day, her father accepted kedushin for her, and now at evening she's a begeres. And the question is, was it good kedushin or not? What do you have to say? She even kaddish herself. So Taisa says his kasha. Taisa on top of the almond. Taisa says, "I'm talking about my fligu rav shmul b'chai gavna nifigu bekitcha avia greda kamad the perish the pligu bekitcha avia b'achak kitcha yatzva." Just the same way. Just do kitcha avia greda. Taisa's answer is, I'll tell you this outside, that if she wouldn't make a kedushin for herself, so then there will be a different chazaka. It's called cheskas penuya. The chazaka is that she's single. That's a chazaka de mikara. Chazaka de mikara always wins over the chazaka de hashta. It could win over the chazaka de hashta. So chazaka de mikara will say that she's a penuya. So there, everyone will agree that it won't be a good kedushin, the father's kedushin, because the chazaka the mikara says she's single. So that says that the father's kedushin is not a good kedushin. Mashenka now that she made a kedushin for herself for sure, and hers for sure worked, that the father's didn't work. So then no cheskes penuy anymore, because on one of shach she's a mukadashas. So you don't have cheskes penuy.
Right.
No, not true. We don't know. We're not sure. Because maybe her father's kedushin was good. No chazak on that. That's no chazak on. Chesmu only says that there's only one side kedushin here, and that we have a suffix about. But here, we have another kedushin about it. Right now, we're handling now on her. Is she mukadeshes or not? Right now, she mukadeshes right now. We're looking at her. She mukadeshes. So there's two stars in that she mukadeshes. Either both, Manoshach, she's mukadeshes. Either her father or her kedushin. She's Manoshach mukadeshes. So that's not a question. She was sure mekudeshes. The question is, was her father's good or hers? That no ches penuy won't say anything. He was saying anymore, but that's not a chazaka. Because not a ches penuy l'maisa. Akapanim, so mechagis Rav and Shmuel is, do you say chazaka the hashtanat? Again, on the last day of the 6 months, there's no chazaka the mekara of Naira. So the whole shaila is, chazaka the hashtanat or not? That's the mechagis. Fregdimar akasha, Shmuel, Maishtom Mikvah. Shmuel holds there's no chazaka the hashta. Why is mikvah different than the Tanan? Mikvah shenimdad. You measure the mikvah, v'nimtza chasa, and it's found not to have 40 sa. The halacha is called tahara shenasu agabav. Anything you were toivel in here, since you checked the last, l'mafreya, bein b'shusha yachid, say if this mikvah is in shusha yachid, say bein b'shusha rabim, say if the mikvah is in shusha yachid, say if what does it mean, Beim Shishayachim Shishayachim? We know, Safak Toma Shishayachim is Tomei, Safak Toma Shishayachim is Tahar. So here, it's technically, it should be a Safak. If it should be a Safak, then in Shishayachim, anything you would tell, this should be Tahar. But it says still Tomei. So why? Because we Neman, we assume, Bevadoyis, that means for sure, that it was Chasa. Since the last time I checked it. And so Shaila is why? L'chayra, maybe it should be a Safak. Why is it Vadai Chasa? Teretz is Chazaka da Hashta. Look, here you see, you go Basa Chazaka da Hashta. So it's a Kasha on Shmuel. Tosis asks, that what do you mean? It's a Kasha on Rav also. Because Rav, we just said before, if it's within 6 months, that she had the story where the father's with Kabbalah Kedushin for her and she's a bogus at night, we say that even Rav agrees, you go Basa Chazaka da Mikara. So here, there's a Chazaka da Mikara of the Mikvah. So that should be. That should knock out the chazak of the hashtos. Even for your rav, it should be a kasha. That's Tosis kasha is, let's say it's inside. I'm talking about, le rav nami tikshi. Da kocha le koma rav, different mask of a shmuel. Da kocha le koma rav, dem tzafra nami begerasi, elam shim lek chazak of the iris. The only reason why we say, you go bust the chazak of the hashtos is because on the last day of the 6 month, there's no chazak of the iris. But if you have a chazak of the iris, for example, within 6 months, moi de rav, do kuma chazaka, right? You go bust the chazak. So here also, Gai Mikvik, Chazaka, the Shalim, the Chazaka that was complete.
When is Chazaka
the Shalim? Since the last time I checked it. I checked it here on last week, last Sunday, and today's this Sunday. So last Sunday was good, right? So the whole week is Chazaka the Mikara until we found it missing today. So we have a Chazaka Mikara fighting Chazaka the Hashta. So their Rav should agree. So it's Bikasha and Rav also. So Toy's dance is Kasha and Rav also. That's Toy's turn. Toy's dance is Kasha and Rav also. But Rabbi Kivager answers, Rabbi Kivager says, no, if you rav, it's not shver. Why? Because here we knew already that the things you are toivel have a cheskes tumah. So the cheskes tumah fights the chazaka of the mekara of that shalem. They both chazaka the mekaras. Tumah is the chazaka the mekara. So they both knock each other out, two chazakas. It left the chazaka the hashta. So if you rav, you have the hashta, you're good. But if you shmuel, if two chazakas knock each other out, so it's a suffix. It's not chazaka the hashta. That's what's a kasha on shmuel. Why is it a vadei tami here? It should be a suffix. That's what Kriyager says. It's not a kasha on shmuel. Because if you rav, two chazaka mekaras knock each other out, and you have chazaka the hashta. But here, if you shmuel, you don't have chazaka the hashta. So what's pshat? A lot of things we're going to speak out come from the ksois in Shmaitze Gimel. That a lot of these cheshbonos also, besides for Rabbi Kivager, Shmaita also says cheshbon. Okay, back at the Gemara. So the question is, Maishno mi mikvah, that there we see it's a vadei tami, it's a kasha on Shmuel, you see, here you go, what's the chazaka of the hashta, and the Gemara, Shani Hosom, the ikla meimad, hem mitama cheskosai. You know why there you're saying it's tame? Because you have a chazaka of the mikara of cheskas toma. That's why it will be vadei tami. Ve'im eloi tava, and say it wasn't tefillah. So Frank the Gemara, no. Adrav, have mikveh chazaka. You have a chazaka to make mikveh chazaka. That's the reason to make it vali tamei, because the mikveh has a chazaka that it was good. And say it wasn't chasa. So he says, no, he said back, arei chasa lefanecha. It's missing. That's what Shmuel said back. Hey, what, chasa lefanecha? That's chazaka hash. You don't hold of that. Hachanami arei beigus lefanecha. He also say arei beigus lefanecha, and you don't hold of that. So Shmuel says, yeah, hashta the bagra. Now it's bagra. So hasnami hashta who the chaser? The chaser right now. So what do you? So back sfer by mikvah. While of Shmuel, do you assume was chaser the whole time? Right now became chaser. Just look by begaris and say right now became begaris. There's no chadok. The hashta says that was early like that also. And for the Gemara, hosam tarti l'reyasa, hachad l'reyasa. There it's tarti l'reyasa, and here it's one l'reyasa. So what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is like this. That the chazaka de mikara of cheskas tumah will win out. Why? Because it's not a chazaka keneged chazaka here. The chazaka de mikara of the mikvah that shalem got a hole in it. The chazaka de hashta is not a chazaka according to Shmuel, but it's enough to make a chesaron in the chazaka de mikara of cheskas shalem. So that cheskas mikara chesalem is a weak one. Comes the chazaka, the mikara of cheskas tumah, and knocks it out and makes a vade tamei. That means tarta reisa means there's two reasons here. Tarta reisa, here you have by mikvah you have cheskas tumah of the keli that you're tevel, and you also have the harechasal lefanecha. And what does that do? What's a lumdus? The chasal lefanecha breaks the chazaka, the mikara of the mikvah, and now you're left with chazaka tumah, and that says vade tamei. That's right. It's not chazaka the hashta. It's cheskas tumah that's saying that's tummy. That's what means tarta l'reisa. On kaponim, that's how we're answering the kasha on Shmuel, because here you're left with the cheskas tumah, which is strong, and here that knocks out the weaker chazaka de mikar. So what we're going to do? Shmuel, ma'ishtom echavis. So what we're going to do now is ask a kasha chavis on mikvah. And then we're going to get clear what it says by Chavis, and then we're going to ask that Chavis Shver and Shmuel the same way Mikvah Shver and Shmuel. But Shmuel, Ma'ishtam v'Chavis, the time went to the Braisa. Ha'ibaydik is a Chavis. You had here a barrel that was full of wine that you use for Truma, which means you always say when you want to take off Truma, you say the two lug in this barrel should be Truma on my new produce. And that's fine if it's Yai, they're both Yai, they're both the same Min, it's fine. You right now you're making wine, bottling like 100,000 bottles of wine there. You have it, your chavis, that's your truma barrel. You don't have to break a bottle. You don't want to take out a bottle. You're bottling your wine. You don't want to have to take off from that. So what you do is you have a special chavis that has wine in it. Now the problem is if it turns to chaimitz, it's a different min. It won't work. So he always checks it to make sure it's wine. One time he checks and he found that it was chaimitz. So halacha is kol gimel yom vaday mekam ve'elach safik. Now what do those words mean? Kol gimel yom vaday mekam ve'elach safik. It's machlokes amaroyim meseches ba'basra what it means. One man yom says kol gimel yom vaday means the first 3 days after your last check. You check last Sunday, right? So the first 3 days after that, it's a wine. After that, it's a safik. The other way to learn is that kol gimel yom vaday means today is Sunday, so 3 days back is for sure chaimitz. And after that is suffer. Because it takes like 3 days to become chaimitz, so I had to start the process of chaimitz 3 days ago.
What's it in? Now that today is chaimitz.
Yeah, you can't take chum on that.
You can't take one of the chum that turned into chaimitz.
Which chum turned into chaimitz? What?
You're killing me now.
They're not responsible for them. Kol gimel yom vaday mekam ve'elach esafik. So what does it say over here? That the safik, there's a safik on the part you don't know is a safik. We just said two pshatim. If you followed, it was two pshatim. But either way, there's a certain part of it that's a safik. And the kasha is by minu chavas hamikvah. Ma'ishto d'hacha vaday ma'ishto d'hacha safik by mikvah. If you find chaser, you assume it was chaser for sure back. So here also it should be for sure chaimitz back. Why is it a safik? Va'amar achninim esuria. That you're right. Man Tana Chavis Rav Shimon he, the guy mikvah nami sveka mashvi. The Tana of Chavis holds that as a safik, holds the mikvah also as a safik. The time went to the brisa about a mikvah that was found missing. Kol Tarish Nasa Gabal Mafreya. Beimus Yochav Beimus Rav Matmeis. That's the Tana Kama like we learned before. That holds that it's vadai and therefore Sarish Yochav Tarish Rav Matmeis. Rav Shimon I'm a Shirabim Tahirais why? Because it's a safik. But Shishiyacha Toilin, and Shishiyacha it's a Safik also, because Rav Shimon holds that Tumor Shishiyacha is not a Vade Tumid. He holds every Tumor Shishiyacha is a Safik. But like upon him, Rav Shimon holds that by Chavis is a Safik. But what are the Rabban hold by Chavis? It's a Vade Chaymitz. Av Rabban Tevel Mafreya, it's Vade Tevel Mafreya, it's Vade Chaymitz. So right here, stop here, that's the Kash on Shmuel. That Shmuel doesn't hold Chazaka, the Hashda, so why do we say by Tevel, by Chaimitz, Chazaka the Hashda? They were saying, we are saying that Tevel Mafreya, we're saying that Chazaka the Hashda is that it was Chaimitz, it was vinegar the past week. If I would have added. So the Kash on Shmuel holds, there's no such thing as Chazaka the Hashda. And for the Gemara, Shani Hos, the Gemara, Mehemed Tevel, Achazkasa. There we have a Chazaka the Mikar of Tevel, and that, it's not from the Chazaka the Hashda, it's from the Chazaka of Tevel. And therefore we assume that it didn't work. And therefore we assume it was Chaimitz. Because the Chazaka of Tevel says that it was Chaimitz. Adram, what do you mean? The Yayin has a Chazaka in the card that was Yayin. So she says, no, it's Chaimitz right now. So it's not a good Chazaka in the card. So Hakanami, the Argumar, is a Shmuel. Why are you saying they're not Bergus in the morning and Bergus Fanenu? So Shmuel says, no, Hashul the Bagger came right now. So Hakanami, Hashul the Chaimitz, came Chaimitz now. Someone says, no, Hasam Tata Reisa, Hachadal Reis Deika. Again, this is the same story of Tata Reisa. Again, we'll say the Lomas again, how Tata Reisa work for Shmuel. The way it works is, the Chazaka, the Hashta, makes a chink in the Cheskes Gayin. Now, you're left with a Chazaka Demikar of Tevel, which is fully in full strength, and knocks out the Shvachar, or the weaker Chazaka Demikar of Yayin, and that's why for Shmuel, it's not as Chazaka the Hashta. It's Chazaka Demikar of Tevel, that's the thing that makes it a Vaday, not the Chazaka the Hashta. And Shmuel still holds on to his shita. There's no such thing as Chazaka the Hashta. Mashenke Rav holds there's such a thing as Chazaka the Hashta.